What's up, everybody? This is Cash.
This is Bass.
Boozer.
This is Feeve Boogie.
And this is J.E.
And you're listening to the High Life Show. Check us out.
This is the High Life.
What's up, Internet? What is up, PDX? You are tuned in to the High and Low Lives. You got, what's my name? Big Boozer. We're missing our regular host. Feeve Boogie. Apparently he's either been taken or willingly is lost at sea. We got Cash with us. We got Chili Mango God. And we have Love and motherfucking Bass in the house. It is Thursday, October 7th, 2021. Happy
Indigenous People's Day.
Happy Indigenous People's Day.
I don't got the day off either.
Nobody got the day off. They got to figure this shit out.
Not just day workers.
Oh, all right. Do you work? What's your schedule is all over the place anyway. You have most days off, Chili.
Don't worry, I'll let you know as soon as we get to me.
So yeah, you have 4/5 of the High and Low Lives with you guys today. You almost had 3/5, so shout out to me for making it late but still on time. How's everybody doing? I'll go first and say I am partially inebriated. I got driven home, so that was cool.
Amen.
I got Cold Stone mixing dairy and liquor, which is a big no-no for anyone who went to college, but some of us don't learn. So shout out to Cold Stone. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Chili, what's going on? How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing all right. Speaking of work, hours have been picking up, so I've been kind of all over the place. And
so you're not just working 10 hours a week and getting paid 40 for 40?
Yo, don't be telling. I ain't scamming. I'm just, you know, I'm going.
I didn't say you were scamming. I did not. I just stated a fact.
Listen, you kind of insinuated something, so I had to clear it up.
I'm just jealous. I'm not saying it's wrong or inappropriate.
Respect. Right, right.
It's just, I wish that were me.
I understood. So, yeah, you know, I'm putting hours in and I'm getting paid for hours, you know. maybe a little bit more than I'm, you know, than it's supposed to be. But it is what it is. It's all part of the deal. I'm not doing anything illegal.
You chose your career path. Others chose their career path, ill-advised as it may be. And here we are.
This is true. Yes. So, with all that said, I do not work on Monday.
On any Monday or this coming Monday?
This coming Monday, I am off for, you know, the holiday. You know, we represent, like you said, Indigenous People's Day is what I'm going to call it. I'm not going to call it the other holiday. Everything else has been going pretty well. Meeting more people out in the city of Pittsburgh. Getting a lot of that, I don't know how to define it, that Pennsylvania accent. Where they stress the O's and everything is O.
They have their own language there.
Yeah, it's a little different, but you know they're pretty cool. I like it here so far. It's a nice city.
It's a Pittsburgh slang.
Have you checked out the show? Was it Mayor of Easttown?
Is that the one on HBO?
Yeah.
I have not, but I saw the preview or the trailer, and
And it sounded like a different language, right?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure, I think SNL did a skit. Yeah, I know SNL did a skit.
Murder, Dirter, yeah.
Yeah. I think you should watch that and see how much of it you understand.
You
or maybe
what?
Wait a little while and then take
Google
it as a
too.
Test.
You can see it. I saw shirts with all the different words and how they say them differently there.
Yeah, I don't know how in terms of where the where Easttown is or whatever, wherever the show is based, I don't know how far east west it is to where you are, but it's probably pretty close.
Oh yeah,
in terms of dialect at least.
But shout out to the area and all the different events that go on out here. So you know, I'm having fun in the new city. I'll say that.
Wait, what events? What they got going on?
there's like every weekend there's always some kind of fall festival. Well, especially in the fall and even in the summer, there was some kind of festival like block party going on. I told you guys about Picklesburg. And there's like some kind of block party going on this weekend. From something that I found, they have a brewery that does cocktails. Goodlander, I want to say, is the name. So they do
like beer cocktails?
No, like cocktail drinks. So the brewery makes these cocktails like the Moscow Mule and the Mojito, and there's another one they do. And they've been open, I think, since April. And they're having like a block party on Saturday from 4 to 10. Three different DJs and a bunch of music and food and, of course, the beverages. So that's supposed to be something going down this weekend. So there's always something, though, going on. That's just like one event. And it's, if you go downtown Pittsburgh, there's always something jumping off. So I like that. It's a pretty active city.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty dope. Bass, what's going on? Happy weekend to you.
Now today's my pride. I don't really got too much planned this weekend. Hanging out. Yeah. Long week. I mean, yeah, today was kind of not as bad, but the Monday through Wednesday, yeah. So I'm happy to see Thursday.
Do you foresee an upcoming Friday when you're going to need to work?
Sometimes they do, what do you call them, like conferences and things that I have to like go through Zoom to be at. I don't have to be in the office, but so yeah, every once in a while I'll pop up, but I don't really care if I just rolling out of bed, turning on my computer is not like getting up and driving there. So I'm okay.
All right. Welcome to how the rest of us work. At least myself and Cash. Cash, what you got going on? How you doing?
Thanks. I'm having fun. If I was having any more fun, it would be illegal in the state of Texas. So everything's great. No complaints. Office life, work life, you know, basically it. I got through the DC Titans. I think I'm halfway through the Boys. So picking up on my streaming stuff. Yeah, really no weather's good. No complaints, gas in the car, bed, no complaints, really. Things are looking up.
Did you help capture that school shooter?
No.
Is he still on the run?
No, he was apprehended the same day.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he was?
Yes.
Was he taken in, like, alive? Or?
He showed up to the precinct with his lawyer and claimed he was bullied, like I suspected.
He had a lawyer?
Yes.
Same day that he committed.
Same day.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Damn. Yes.
He got some good parents.
Yes, he does.
18, right?
18, yep.
He knows some shit. He planned this also. No
people. Like, did he kill people?
No one's dead.
No?
Yet.
Oh, no. Okay. So he might be able to.
How many did he shoot?
No, so what happened was, I think he shot one person. A lot of other people got scared, so they went to the hospital because they fell downstairs and ran into things. So one pregnant lady was out of pure panic. One person was shot. The main person he had was having grievances with.
Yeah, I was going to say, who may or may not have been the bully.
Right. Yes, he was bullied for fancy clothes and his $35,000 charger.
I'm sorry, what?
He was bullied for wearing fancy clothes.
What's going on
with him? A $35,000
2018 Dodge Charger.
Oh, Charger.
Yeah.
Like a car. I thought you meant like a phone charger. No wonder he had a lawyer rolling up into the jail.
No.
So what, they wanted him to have a pickup truck?
I don't know, but I guess he felt like he was robbed once and there was some sort of issue. And that was just his self-defense mechanism. Anybody play with him, they got to catch a bullet. I don't condone it, but...
He probably said it, too.
Listen, yeah. I said it when this story broke. His reasoning for shooting... Well, I said it was shooting up the place, but if it's just shooting at one person...
Yes.
Is the most logical school shooting reasoning I've ever heard. out of all these incidents since fucking Columbine. Somebody bullied him.
Yeah, because.
And he said, leave me the fuck alone. If you don't stop, I'm going to shoot you. And he was a man of his word.
Yes. Quote of the week. Listen to people.
Right.
Yes.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Glad no one else got hurt.
Right.
Hopefully the person who deserved it got what they deserved.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess no, he's going to go to jail, but maybe for not that long.
A video with they did an interview with one of the kids in his neighborhood, and they were saying that, you know, he's a quiet kid, he kept to himself. I'm not his friend or nothing like that, but he would.
Well, that sounds like every other school shooter.
Yeah, he said the only thing he would do that's noticeable is he would drive his Charger up and down the road fast. But other than that, he ain't talked to nobody, he didn't bother nobody, he just drove his car fast. That's the only thing problematic he ever did. And I guess that day. Somebody tried it, and he was like, nope.
All right, that sounds problematic.
And his cousin was like, she prefers this happens as opposed to he tried to kill himself. So, but prayers to the family. So respect to the family. Whole bunch of thugs.
Her cousin's fucked up. I mean, his cousin's fucked up. But, this could have gone way worse, I guess. And for listeners who don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Wow.
Arlington, Texas had a school shooting on, what was it, Wednesday?
Yes.
And apparently it was one dude.
Oh, no, he's on home confinement. He posted a $75,000 bond. So he ain't no regular boy. He ain't regular.
Yeah. So. Listen, showing up to the precinct with a lawyer in tow, you know, they shouted out his car, you know, when they were looking for him. Yeah, you could already tell he wasn't no run of the mills, you know, school shooter.
Yeah.
He had a sound reason for doing what he did, as opposed to nobody talked to me and I, you know, whatever. I don't want to get into it. Still deserves to go to jail.
No, he doesn't.
He's 18. He's not going to juvie.
That's yes, he does.
That's you don't need to go to jail.
You do need to go to jail.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
3-1. You're outvoted, Cash. He's going to jail.
What's the proper response to being bullied?
Listen,
what's the proper response to being bullied?
Fight the person with your fist.
He's in Texas, and then he shot him. But he's in Texas. He probably just bought that gun on his 18th birthday legally. And he could carry it into school legally. Because it's fucking Texas. I don't know that for a fact. Correct me if I'm wrong, Cash. But I'm pretty sure there was no issue with him having that gun on school grounds.
Well, apparently, I don't know if it's because... I don't know if there was an issue with it on school grounds. But it's from what I understood, there was an altercation between him and another gentleman. It broke up. And then he went into his backpack to sort of say, hey, enough's enough. And then a teacher tried to get in the way, and you don't jump, you don't try to be the hero. Oh, I got them shits too. I got them shits too. Watch, let me get them.
What, man? Finish your thought.
It's like.
All right, Bass, you pick up the story. You made Cat run away.
I could talk about these. that made him leave.
Man.
I don't care about those. Chili, you care about those?
I haven't been.
I've had some of those. I bought it from whatever that health food store is up the block.
You had?
They're actually pretty good, yeah.
Okay, now I'm intrigued. What is it? I've never heard of that before.
It's called Kick Sugar Keep Candy.
Yep.
It's a plant-based preform.
What's that?
Sugar alcohols? Oh, yeah, you do got some. It was basically plant-based candy.
There's like five gummies in the bag, though. There's not much in there. Oh, the Krispy Kreme Smart Food. Yeah, I haven't tried them.
There's more than five.
They're like maybe 10. They're not many gummies in that bag. I was disappointed about that. But, you know, the candy itself is pretty good.
Yeah, because it's for to be healthy, so you're not eating.
Where are we purchasing these items from? TJ's?
Target?
I got it from New Target, which is expensive. Yeah.
Target.
Only buy.
All right, Cash, do you want to finish up on the school shooter?
I thought we had a wonderful tangent.
He ran into his backpack. Teacher ran up and tried to break it up. He said, no, you don't do that. And he just still shot the bully.
He was shot in the back. The teacher was shot in the back, suffering.
Oh, the teacher is the one who got shot. Yeah. Oh, damn. He's a bad shot then. So he deserved to go to jail even more.
No, there was a 15-year-old boy in critical condition. The teacher got shot. And a teenage girl was grazed by a bullet. And a fourth victim was a pregnant woman who was injured during a fall.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. But she had nothing to do. Yeah. But yes. But no, when not to be that guy, but when they said, when they put the picture up of the guy who was shooting, I was like, okay, this isn't, you know.
It's not your prototypical. It's not your profile of a school shooter.
Was he not white?
I got you.
No.
No, he wasn't white. Mm-hmm. And thank you for describing the profile of a school shooter base.
Yeah. Very many black school shooters.
He's like the second one, I think.
Yeah, that does.
Like the DC sniper, I guess you can't really count him as a.
He had his reasons too. I mean, they all had their reasons.
Yeah, they're just not.
I firmly believe that.
Sound.
If he had the wherewithal to do that, bring a lawyer, and then come out bail. So I was like, I don't know who this kid's parents are, but I don't think he's no regular person. I don't know who this
man is. No, I got money.
Yeah. So
he's. Yeah.
From what
you said, $75,000 bill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For shooting
they put that
school?
Up cash. That wasn't that wasn't like a mortgage on the house, nothing.
Right. So
black car.
So from what I understand, the law is not racist. It is biased against poor people. So he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
At most, if he does go to jail, it'd probably be like way less than you think. If he does, he'll probably get probation for like a decade or some bullshit like that.
He'll probably go to jail for a year and then like a long time of probation.
Yeah. As long as the kid don't die, he'll be all right.
Right.
Not saying it callously like that, but, you know, don't bully people. That's the moral of the story.
What I want to know is why was he able to drive away from the school after the shooting?
It probably was a frenzy. And
that's crazy. It's always a frenzy. What do you mean?
He just started running with that group.
Well,
nobody knows you.
Well, see, the thing is, right?
And he's the first one who got away, who got out that way. How many school shootings have there been? Have you ever heard of the shooter getting off campus?
Yeah.
No. Not until now.
Yeah, don't they mostly?
That lets you know that he is not.
They all either get shot or killed.
Oh, because he wasn't trying to shoot up the whole school.
Right. He wasn't looking for that. He probably was ducking in with the other kids, too.
True.
And then he escaped. Because I was saying I would tell my kid, if there's a school shooting, like get like, especially down here where you can drive, I think you get a license at an early age. I would tell her, yo, just get the hell out of the school. Don't stay in the school. But then I was like, but then do you tell them to hide in a place? But then what if they look for you? Well, if it's an active shooter situation. And so I was like, just get, because I remember when 9/11 happened, I just got the hell out of school because I know what was going to happen. It was just instinctive. I didn't wait for no lockdown or no announcements. It was just pure, just, I got to get the fuck out of here. So it is what it is. But then you saw parents along the highway and these parents were scared. I don't know what's going on. I heard my daughter sent me a text message. There's a shooting. I love you. And I'm like, nobody wants to hear that from their parent. I mean, from their kid, rather. So I feel for them, but I think besides the teacher that got in the way and the kid that was one of the provocateurs, if you will, I think everybody
would be. They're going to start wearing bulletproof vests at the school.
Yeah, or clear backpacks if they don't want to put in
I know, like
metal detectors, yeah.
Yeah, wear the metal detectors.
Like the sporting event.
Yeah. They don't have
it. You got that in every school in New York City.
They're going to get them now.
School.
I didn't have it.
I bet you have it now after you left.
After I left.
They got them, yeah.
No, dude, I'm telling you.
Same thing, they got them after we left.
Yeah, my high school, as highly ranked as it is, right? The same year, or the year after I left, fucking metal detectors got installed.
I think it was just I think it was a New York thing.
Yeah. Don't stop nothing if it's plastic.
Same thing happened in Albany. We got them the year after we left. We got metal bullets, though.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Metal bullets?
Metal bullets, yeah.
Lead, right?
The gunk could be plastic. Yeah.
Lead is metal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, and shout out to the non-sponsor of this show, Smart Sweet Snacks, Sour Blast.
Women owned.
Women owned, plant owned, female founded, gluten free. Yeah. Eat better. Or don't.
Pick up candy.
Oh, and shout out to Pine State Biscuits in Portland. Shout out Voodoo Donuts. Yeah, shout out Salt and Straw. Shout out that food hall by the river. You know the vibes. Shout out that random building with the parking lot with the food trucks. I don't know where I was. I had a lot of drops, but it was great. Had a good time.
Snack Fest forever.
Snack Fest, thank you. Shout out to Snack Fest. Snack Fest 19.
COVID.
Wait, Cash, I'm looking back at all the messages that I missed prior to signing on here, and it looks like I am stepping on your toes, buddy, and I'm sorry. Would you like to take over for the rest of this episode?
Sure. All right, that was today's episode of the High End Low.
Because it looks like you were raring to go, and then base shut you down.
No,
hard.
We came to a conclusion that we would all work together. So
yes, teamwork. Yes.
It seems like you and Chili Mango came to that conclusion. Base was like, "Nah, fuck it, I'm off this week."
Yes, we reached Chrome. He was able to, he was able to join us, and all is forgiven. All is forgiven. We'll work. So now we will look. So now, with regards to the NBA, Kyrie Irving propaganda machine, these people want Kyrie Irving to not be on the team because apparently he won't share his vaccination status, and now they're making it seem like he's going to miss the season. He's not going to miss no games. He's going to be there. He's just difficult. You never dealt with a difficult person? Just a difficult fucking person? He's going to do what he needs to do. He's the kid that does his homework right before the class. Or the homework in class. Kyrie gonna get it done. Have you guys not seen Game 7? 2065? He gonna get it done. Who you think gonna get it done? Fat Man Harden? No. KD ain't gonna get it done. KD tired. You saw that last shot. Air ball. Boop. Nothing. Didn't hit nothing. Just empty hopes and dreams. Big ass foot on the line. Ruined everything. You saw that shit. Everybody saw that shit.
It wasn't his foot. It was the size of his shoe.
What's in the shoe?
There's a difference. Ben Simmons. He apparently chooses to wear shoes that are bigger than his motherfucking feet. Wore his size, that two-pointer would have been a three-pointer.
So you're telling me this man purposely wears too big a foot and you trust him to win you a championship? Absolutely not.
I never said I did.
But so and you can't
he
put
was
your
the one taking by
the
shelf. No.
You can't put your hopes in the fat man.
Yeah, I do.
No.
If Durant's on the team,
with
I want to put it in him by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyrie is the soul of that team. He makes it work.
Kyrie is okay, so let's get into this.
Makes it work.
Who wants to go first before I start cursing?
Oh, go first. Go first. You're passionate. Go first.
Kyrie is not gonna be able to play more than 30 games this season.
He's not gonna play any home game.
There's 82 games, half of that.
There's 82. So 41 he's missing. Because he can't play at home, right? He can't play in Oakland against the Warriors. That's one or two games. Apparently now he can't play in LA. So that's the Lakers and the Clippers. And who knows where else is gonna put in these ordinances Texas. Where all players have to be definitely not Texas. He'll play all the fucking teams in Texas.
Can't play.
He might not be
Knicks.
Able to play in Toronto. Right, I mean, they're putting people in jail if they don't abide by the COVID rules there. Apparently,
they are.
Yeah, they're like fining you and jailing you if you don't adhere to their rules in Canada. You have lots of cities. I could see Philly being one of them that puts something into play.
Thank you, Ben Simmons.
Portland would probably put something in play. Denver.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all teams that are in...
What about the water village he built in Pakistan?
What about it? Kyrie can go do there. All the things he wants outside of basketball. None of it involves basketball. So
he's a good person and a phenomenal basketball player.
Agreed. Now get off the team and let's open up your spot and replace him with someone who can play.
You are not going to get anyone near his caliber. No.
Of course not. I agree.
So why would you want to get rid of him?
Because he's too much of a liability and a distraction otherwise.
You want to drive a car with three tires. You want to drive a car with three tires and rim. That's what you want.
No, the two tires you have.
You can't drive a car with two tires.
Better.
You still have other people. What are you talking about?
Yeah. No. Listen.
Have you seen Kyrie play?
A car with two tires. That's weird enough.
Kyrie on the Nets is a luxury, as currently constituted.
Harden on the Nets is a luxury and needs to be extradited. That's what this is about.
But Harden actually is going to play like 72 games easily.
No, with his conditioning, we'd be lucky to have him for four.
What about his conditioning? His conditioning is not what kept him out of games. It was his hamstring is what caused him to miss games.
Medically speaking, hamstring pulls are due to poor
condition. As soon as he got traded from Houston, he was like, oh, fuck, I'm in great shape. Played every game.
Healthy until, people don't pull the hamstring. That's not how it works.
They definitely do.
No.
I trust base. He's the healthiest person I know.
No.
All right, who else wants to go? Chili, you've been awfully quiet on this subject, and you are, as far as I know, not partisan towards any of these people or teams.
I'm not, but, you know, I find it interesting, like, with the article, I think the article you posted shows that, you know, 95% of the NBA is vaccinated at this point. And, you know, he hasn't shared his vaccination status, right? So we don't, technically, we really don't know whether he's, right?
Until tonight. Now we know.
Did he say something because tonight?
He didn't say anything, but the Nets officially ruled him out of Friday's preseason game against against the Bucks, which is going to be in at Barclays, and it's specifically because he's unvaccinated.
Allegedly. Did it say that in the press release?
It just says ineligible to play.
He's not telling people.
It says ineligible to play.
Ineligible to play. It doesn't say that he's not vaccinated.
Correct.
Okay.
The theory is. Right. But it doesn't say explicitly.
You know what happens when you assume, so we're not going to do that.
All right. Talk amongst yourselves. Give me two.
So we're not gonna assume, but you know, I guess if you had to assume, you know, smart money is probably on him not being vaccinated. So you know, it just seems like he's a headache. I wouldn't say wherever he goes, but you know, he had problems in Boston, right? He had problems in Cleveland. He's having problems now in Brooklyn. Hey man, I'm just kind of stating facts. These things have happened, and for whatever reason. It should be about the basketball because, yes, I agree. He does great things on the court when he is playing. I agree with that point, Cash. And he does great things off the court, right? Like you said, in Pakistan and such. And as far as charities and things that he donates to. So, you know, I appreciate that. But, you know, his primary job is basketball. And without basketball, he probably couldn't do any of these things because it takes money. And he stands to lose, what, $381,000? A game, so yep. that's a big chunk of change, man. So I don't know. I get you can stand for whatever you need to stand for. The reason why you don't want to get vaccinated if that's the situation, but at some point, you know, if you want to play for the team that you're on, I don't know. You're gonna have to make a decision. Go ahead, Cash. What you got?
I want to know why everyone isn't. And I hate to be that guy, right? What about you know? He is not the. There's a very other prominent player who hasn't gotten the vaccination. But everyone wants to harp on this man. I don't know why. I think it's because he's just naturally weird and doesn't give a damn. There's another very quiet, super borderline superstar. I don't want to snitch on the man. But you know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. There's another player.
Don't know.
Yes, I don't know. Yes, I'm not going to snitch, but he is a very high volume. He's a very high volume
team,
scorer.
Team.
Nation's capital.
Bradley Beal.
Bradley Beal?
There you go.
Oh.
I don't know why nobody it's like nobody cares about how does Bradley feel about this that nobody cares.
I mean, look at Bradley Beal and Kyrie Irving. Like, you what? Like,
yeah, I don't say you talking about Bradley Beal giving you 40. Such a great talent, and then comparing Bradley Beal to him, really?
Bradley Beal giving
like
40.
A B level versus A level. Like,
have you not Bradley Beal shoot?
Bradley Beal is an A level player, man. I give you that. But you know, when you compare, you know, Kyrie to Bradley Beal, it's not the same. And then
Kyrie it's just the skill set. Like, I'm just saying, okay, the Nets are, I guess the Nets are the prohibitive favorite. They're the ones that should come out of the East, barring all things are. But my point of, I guess, contention is, if the other two players are so great, what the hell does it matter that Kyrie is only there 30 games?
Because he's going to mess up their flow. Mm-hmm. You can't have him just play every, what, one out of three games.
Why not?
And expect the other player. So Kyrie, I mean, KD and Harden are going to be fine. The other players on the roster.
Need to know their role.
Exactly. If their role keeps changing every single game based on Kyrie's whims.
If you were playing pickup basketball, right? And you were scoring all the points. The next game, LeBron James says, hey, I'm on your team now. Are you going to be exerting the same amount of effort? That's what his teammates need to do. Play your position. He's not going to be there every night to save you.
Yeah, but come the playoffs, that's going to be a much tougher pill to swallow. In the regular season, it'll be fine. Come playoff time.
I think he'll eventually get he's just like a stubborn ass. Like, I know people like this, just a stubborn asshole.
You think he's getting the vaccine at some point during the season?
As soon as those game checks start getting like, wait a minute. Because I don't think anyone's explained to him he just can't just not play.
You think Kyrie cares about the money?
Yes. How does he help people? He needs money. That's his main source.
He's made money. He needs more. And I assume he's been fairly frugal based on me not hearing about outlandish spending. I don't know. I don't think he's one to, you know, have a $33 million car collection.
I would bet by the end of the year he gets something. Or
didn't he also threaten to retire if the Nets traded him to a different team?
Allegedly, I haven't heard that come out of him.
I mean, it came from his camp. He hasn't said much of anything.
Libel. That is libel, sir. That is libel. That is not nice. He did not say this thing. You guys are hurtful. He's a nice young man. He's a champion.
He's a great person.
He wants to bring a championship to my home. He just don't want to get a shot. What's the big fucking deal? Let him play when he wants. What is the big deal?
He also can't practice. Here's the thing. 2 weeks into the season, he would miss like 10 to 14 straight days away from the team based on them playing, having six home games in a row.
So due to his unavailability, you're saying the proper course of action would be to remove him from the team?
Me, personally?
Yes.
Yes. Get him the fuck out of here.
Jesus Christ. And you have animals.
He literally won't be able to attend practice. He can't sit on the sidelines during games, so it's not like a normal injury where you can be there on the sidelines and root your team on. As a fan, I can't purchase a ticket and go into the Barclays Center without showing proof of vaccination.
You know what he tweeted 2 days ago?
What,
be still and know. He's coming. Wait on it. Tupac cares if nobody else does. So, he'll
die.
My God.
Oh, my God.
I care about you, Kyrie.
If he gets vaccinated, you know, up to a month into the season, and then he's good the rest of the year.
You don't know someone that if everyone tells them to do something, they're not going to do it. You don't know that person.
I don't know anyone like that, but I know of them, and it's every Republican.
You sure you don't know anyone like that? If everyone tells them to do something, they're just not going to do it. You sure you don't know anyone like that? You're positive?
Not me.
Somebody got a guilty conscience. Shit.
Somebody keeps repeating it.
I wasn't gonna give in, base. I was gonna keep denying.
This is just like last episode where I wasn't paying attention and you tried to like challenge my sneaker. my sneaker status. I won't let you, you do it this time. No, I just don't mean. Do the opposite. I do
you
not.
Said, you said something very what? Rude. You said 15s were Team Jordans, and that is rude. That is
I did. That's not what I said. I said
you did say. Don't lie.
That's not what I said. I said, are these Team Jordans?
You should have asked that question. That
and then you were like, oh, no, those are definitely not Team Jordans. I was like, okay, they're not. All right.
No.
All right.
For shame. For shame. We can have a sneaker. We can have a sneaker. We can have a sneaker massacre if you want to. Pick a time and a place.
If we're gonna rehash something from last episode, there was one thing that was bugging me, and I guess I didn't make a fine enough point of this, and it came off. I don't know how it came off, but it wasn't what I intended.
Where is he going?
So maybe. What I need to know is not only I don't need to know who Billie Eilish is from a just like give me her biography thing. How about someone recommend a song? Like, what song do I need to listen to?
I wish you were gay.
What?
I wish you were gay. That's a song she made.
That's a real song.
I wish you were gay.
Yeah, I wish you were gay. Yeah, it's a good song.
Is this one of her better songs?
I would say so. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what kind of music does she make? Emo?
Yeah.
Kind of. It's pop, though. It's like spatial. Like the sounds have. It's weird. Like the sounds have texture. It's weird. The her brother is. What's the producer? Phineas or whatever his name is. Like the instrumentals that he does are crazy. The beats on her albums. And then her singing ability is okay. You know what? I feel like, you know, she's different enough. That's why I like her music.
Okay. But nothing else. Just Wish You Were Gay. That's the one song.
She's got more songs.
That's the one that popped out to me.
Okay. You probably heard her like pop singles or whatever, like Bad Guy, and Justin Bieber did a remix on that.
I never heard it.
Oh, well, all right.
Listen, I don't listen to the radio. I don't listen to the radio like that anymore or at all. So unless it's something I purposely intend to listen to, I'm not going to hear it.
So I know the newest album, the Happier Than Ever, is pretty good. Everything I Wanted from the previous album was good. And I would say that's Bad Guy.
White shirt, now red, my bloody nose sleeping.
This is one of her better offerings.
That's like one of her biggest singles.
Yeah, that did really well. Yeah.
Trash!
Yeah, you guys lost me. Sorry. But hey, man,
it is what it is. Music's subjective.
Thing. I don't mean bad, though.
It's not.
Music is not like subjective. There's good and bad.
No, it's subjective because,
and she got a deal with Jordan Brand because?
Listen, just because you're the not into persona. It. Just because you're not into it doesn't mean that it's not good, and just because you're not into it doesn't mean that other people aren't. So
that's a shame.
I agree with you on the latter point. I'm gonna say it's not good still.
Good to you. Like I said, that's subjective. I'm gonna stand on that point all day long.
What does Bass always say? This is America. You have a right to be wrong.
That's right, and you are wrong, my friends.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to tell you. That's how I feel about it. But you know, it's fine.
All right, I'll take a listen next week. I'll report back.
Yeah, and we can agree to disagree too. You can't. Hey, you don't have to agree with me.
So so Chili, you like at least some songs from her.
I like Billie Eilish. I like her offerings. Okay. I like her music. Yes.
Bass. Yes. No. Indifferent.
I can objectively say she's a good artist, but I don't listen to her music.
Okay.
Like not my style.
And Cash, you clearly know at least one song from her.
I don't know why she's famous.
Do you think her? But you've heard her music.
No, the only reason that bothers me is because you know the shows that come on the internet, like Hot Ones, Sneaker Shopping, whatever have you.
Yeah.
For no rhyme or reason, she just was on all those shows that I watched, and I'm like, who is this?
Right.
I don't care that you have an Apple commercial. I don't care, and she wasn't interesting or engaging enough. So I felt like. And it's probably because she was younger at the time, because she's only like 19 or something now, going to be 20 or whatever. But I felt like they just pushed her out there like, oh, here's a girl. And that she doesn't sound bad, but I just don't understand why she's as popular as she is. Not saying that detrimental. I just don't get it.
Yeah. Is she doing something like groundbreaking with her sound? Famous.
I mean, she might be producing all her beats and stuff like J. Cole. I don't know, but
yeah, her brother does all the production.
It's her brother. Oh, he's like Ryan Lewis to Macklemore. He's like a Ryan Lewis.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
He does all the production.
Yeah. So I don't get it, but I respect the fact that she doesn't dress like provocative. That she wants to make it about the music per se.
Like I said, I'll listen. I'll come back with some feedback. Not that people probably, because clearly I'm in the minority.
Right.
So no one cares what my opinion is.
And speaking of the crime,
I care. I'm just saying. I was telling you how I felt.
You are now listening to the High Life Show.
Also, I want to give a shout out to Steady Netty on Twitter. Keep fucking with me. All right, continue, Boozer.
Oh no, you can. What does Steady Netty say? He wanna talk big or come at us? What did he say?
Right. So there was a tweet that CNN posted about the top 10 coolest cities. And I was like, I wonder why the community around Mar-a-Lago didn't get added to coolest cities. Maybe there needs to be a recount, in quotes. And he said, I heard Portland's getting added to the list. Now, I don't know what that means, but I'm going to take it as aggression. I don't know what that means. I don't know why you're saying that to me about Portland. I don't understand. Do you listen to the show? I don't know what your problem is, Steady Nitty, but I read what you said and keep fucking with me. I better not see your name reply on any more things again. I'm doing my best not to talk about anybody's parents. You know, I'm really trying to do my best.
He sounds like a listener if he.
Right. That's why I was like, this sounds very targeted, Steady Nitty, and don't play with me. Don't play with me. That's all I'm asking you.
That leads to my next question, though. So Portland didn't make the list?
I didn't put the damn article.
You just wanted to get at Trump. I got you. He's not in the news much these days, which I'm the first one to be happy about that shit. I did see something recently that he was off of the Forbes 400 list. So I guess he's not one of the 400 richest people in America, which, okay, I guess that's sucks for him.
Right. I just wanted to just give him a shout, let him know I see you and keep fucking with me.
All right. Any other sports topics? I'll throw one out there. Yankees lost their wild card game to the Red Sox.
Mets never made it to the playoffs. You see how that works? Yeah. Okay.
That's what we're doing right now. Tip for tat.
Yeah, you see how that works?
Yep. I see.
Didn't need to be said. Didn't need to be said.
It's the sports section. Anything is fair game.
Nope. We're in the news now. You doubling back. Don't be petty.
All right, let's go into news, world news, U.S. news. Pfizer is applying for the vaccine to be given to 5-year-olds between 5 and 11. What do we think? Booster shots are a thing now, right? Like, I think you can get a Pfizer booster shot if you're in a high risk group. If you're a medical professional, comorbidity stuff comes back into play if you have any of those issues. So what are we thinking? Anybody lining up to get a booster shot?
Copenhagen became number one. It's number one.
At what?
Coolest city in the world.
Oh, okay. Well, that reinforces something you already knew.
To answer your question. Go ahead. I said a lot.
Chicago is number two. Who made this list?
Yeah, we're not talking about the list anymore. We've moved on.
He's talking about the
I mean, shout out to Pfizer. I'll start with that. For approving or trying to get, authorization for the vaccination for children, right? From 5 to 11, you say? 5 to 11 because they already have the authorization from 12 to
16.
16, okay.
But I think that's still an emergency authorization, which, okay, that's how we all got it in the first place.
Right, that's how it started.
Yeah.
They just got the regular authorization maybe a month or so ago. So, you know, it has to start somewhere. And we've been saying this since the beginning as far as vaccinations go. We were skeptical in the beginning. We moved on past that phase. Everyone got vaccinated in our group. We can say that, right? I can say that. If not, I'll edit it out. I think we all kind of stand on at the same viewpoint that, you know, vaccines are important to kind of bring an end of this widespread of COVID. The third, like the booster shot, I kind of agree with what I'm hearing in the media as far as, you know, can we kind of focus on what's going on in the world before we start giving everybody a booster shot here in America? I know we have given out a lot of vaccines to different countries, but we can do a better job. I know specifically the continent of Africa, if they can get more vaccinations over there, that might be helpful. This is a global problem. This is not just a U.S. problem. We're having enough problems with people taking the vaccines in our country, and there are countries that don't even have vaccines that want it. So that's just how I feel about it. I know I said a lot, but shit, that's how I feel.
Thank you. I know that was very well said. Base, do you have any thoughts?
If kids should take it or not?
Yeah, or boosters in general.
I want to take the booster because the first two shots for me made me feel really sick. But obviously, if it's going to prevent me from dying and me making other people die, I'll take it. I didn't die with the first two. So for kids, it makes me a little worried just because I think people are naturally protective of kids. But I mean, it's been tested, and you just hope that when your kids take it, that they don't have some sort of like bad reaction to it. But I think with like most vaccines, it's something that you keep in mind when you're giving your kids those, like a vaccine in general. So,
yeah.
Well, that's kind of the thing, right? With the all the shots that the kids get for school and just from birth now, I didn't think twice about it. Like, she needs them, she got them, he got them,
and they have side effects too.
What's that?
And they have side effects, like they have those ones do too. So,
and I didn't think twice. So it's, but I am thinking twice because my 6-year old would be in this group if it gets authorized. So then I have a real choice to make of, or we have a choice to make of, do we have her take it? And I don't know where I come down on that yet.
I'm a no on both.
That's fair.
I don't.
Are you not the booster?
I don't know because I'm a person, I never took the flu shot. So I have willful ignorance of me search on my side where if I do what I was normally doing, I didn't catch the flu. So if I do what I'm normally doing, which as of the past 18 months, I've pretty well mastered staying the fuck away from people. So I think I'll be okay. But if I had a kid in school that was going around other nasty kids who come from other nasty homes, then I would have to make that decision. I wouldn't want to, but just to give them the best chance, because Dr. Fauci says it does not alter your DNA or any type of foolishness, whatever the Republicans are putting on Facebook or Parler, whatever dumbass sites they have. It's a good thing to do. Those are dumbass sites, and you should get your news from reputable sources and not pictures on Facebook. Sorry. That's just how I feel, and those are the facts. But I think for children, me personally, I don't have a kid that goes to proper public school, so I come from a place of, she don't really need to do that. But at the same time, if it was like repeated cases of COVID breaks in daycare where she's going, then I would feel like that would be the best choice. But seeing how she's been going there for the past couple months, then there's, I think from December to now October, there's been one case in 11 months. I'm assuming they know what they're doing, and the parents that go there are pretty responsible. So, and then I myself, I don't go into the office. I try not to be around people. I try to wear a mask. I think I got COVID 3 times, but obviously no one in the house got it. So clearly, whatever, it might have been walking pneumonia. Who fucking knows? But I am not getting that booster. I think it's just another way for the corporations to get money, personally speaking.
So I know someone who
it's just like 3 days.
Yes.
I'll report back once I hear anything, but so far, so good.
I want to know how this person did with the first, like their.
He was one of them was worse than the other. He didn't just like take them and not feel anything. I think the first one, I think, like, was kind of like you, like it knocked him out pretty good. For 24 hours.
It was like 3 days for me.
Nah, he was out for like 24 hours. The second one was just, I think, more just pain at the site of the injection. So now this one, I mean, he just had it today. I don't know if he got it today.
Yeah.
Or not. But he admitted that he's basically doing it to be able to report back to the rest of us, and because his job puts him in danger. Or high risk, I should say. But then his wife is also high risk, you know, at high risk because of her job, and she's like, "Nah, you take it first. I'll see how you come out on the other side."
I wish the company that I got the first shots from were making boosters. I gotta be more comfortable with that, because only Pfizer is making them, right?
I think Pfizer has been authorized to give them.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong, if you are a medical professional and they're telling you they're going to fire you if you don't take it and you don't got enough money to save, please take the shot. We don't need an increase in the homeless population. But that being said, do whatever makes the best for your family.
I don't think the healthcare workers are being forced to take the booster. Take the regular shot.
In general. Well, they might end up being...
We got to start there. We're not even getting people to take the regular
one. Exactly. Was it 55% of the total U.S. population is currently vaccinated?
Well, I think we'll probably get to a place where because I remember working for a hospital, every year you were, I guess it was strongly suggested you take the flu shot. And if you didn't, you had to wear a mask when you went on the floor with the patients just so you don't spread or whatever have you. And I think the problem is people here are so self-righteous, they feel like wearing a mask is like the biggest defense in their personal liberties, and it's the dumbest thing ever. Like, if you have problems wearing a mask, you need to go see a cardiologist, because that means you have problems. Like, it's not that serious. I don't know. I've worn a mask on a plane. I've fallen asleep in a damn mask. It's not that bad. It really isn't. And if your mask is hindering your breathing that hard, please go see a doctor. Plain and simple. It's not the end of the world. Even that little turtle sleeve fucking stupid shit, the gator, wear that. Wear something. That's garbage anyway. You'll catch COVID, but whatever. Get with your mouth. The problem how this shit spreading, people not covering their mouth. I still see people coughing and walking. They coughing, don't cover their mouth. They sneeze, they don't wash their hands. It's just nasty fucking people. That's just how this shit spread. I don't care with nobody. That's how I feel. So get the booster if you want to, but stop being nasty. I think that will probably help cut down the spread of COVID more than this, personally speaking. Poor hygiene. America has too poor of a hygiene for such a first world country. People are fucking gross. Take a booster.
Yeah. What Cash said. No, but
okay. Next up, the Twitch millionaires. Okay. That's what you'll be after you sue Johnson & Johnson. After you become a millionaire, maybe you can go on Twitch. Mr. Chili Mango, would you like to set us up?
Yes. Earners?
So there was a hack done on Twitch about the top earners. About I think it's 100 of the top earners from the time period of August of 2019 to pretty much this month. And, you know, the numbers that they posted, some people were making upwards, I think, at the top end of like 3 million in that time span. So, you know, I didn't want to do a crazy deep dive on, you know, them getting hacked. because I guess, you know, like, generally, if you know, when a hack happens, right, people's information is leaked, right? So social security number, so identity theft and all that is what people think of when hacks happen. But, you know, I brought the thing of Twitch up because I know in the beginning when we were doing the show, Twitch was something that we were trying to do the show as far as platform wise. So I'm looking at the numbers and it's like, all right, first thing, why aren't we on Twitch again?
And we couldn't figure out the microphone situation.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. And how do you make money off of Twitch? I had like two stupid questions. That's all the reason why.
Wait, isn't it like viewership and then ads? No, also subscriptions too, right? You can do subscriptions on there.
Are there ads on Twitch? I don't really watch that often when it comes to Twitch. I use a lot of YouTube stuff, right? Because, you know, YouTube is just easier for me. So I don't know how the money is actually made on that.
Or is it like, is it
the other fat donations on Twitch?
Donations.
He knows how it works.
Donations.
How does the other fat man make money on Twitch, Cash?
I don't watch James Harden's channel.
The one on Twitch.
The other fat man on Twitch?
Yeah. Not James Harden.
Oh, the guy, the chauvinist, the male chauvinist guy with the glasses?
No, that's YouTube. He's on YouTube. You talking about Academics? Is he on Twitch?
I don't watch that fucking...
No, no.
I knew he was talking about Academics.
Yeah.
I wonder, too, if it's like...
Get the fuck out of here. Fuck that guy. Fuck this whole business. Hope that shit go under the ground. You piece of shit, motherfucker. I hate you.
Why do you hate that? Can we... All right. Time for a deep dive. Why does Cash hate DJ Academics?
You're a sucker. So that's why. You're a sucker.
Is it because of his love of 6ix9ine?
I don't know.
Is it?
Do you also hate... who do you hate more? Tekashi 6ix9ine or DJ Academics?
6ix9ine is a bum. He's going to be that way. DJ Academics news bet. I don't hate Umar. Umar just crazy. I don't hate Umar.
No, that's you. Now we're projecting, base.
I don't agree with Umar. Umar is like a broken clock. He writes twice a week. The other stuff, hey, buddy. You got to sit over there. Don't come over
that's
here.
That's a little bit much. You're giving him way too much.
Yeah, I think twice a week. With that, Umar, if you listen to him twice a week, he's going to say something. All right.
Can we talk about him trying to fight Mike Tyson?
Again?
Not again. Was it last week? Is it too old?
No. I didn't know. I was just responding. I don't know if this
Do we know why? Why is he trying to fight Mike?
I didn't know this was an initial event.
I saw you posted the shit. One of you posted it.
Fundraiser? Was it for like a fundraiser
something? Well,
he made money for something.
He
wanted
to build a school, right? The same school you've been trying to build in Philly for how long?
Probably did.
But
they should not let him run a school.
Why not? You know who's also running a school?
Donda school you talk about? Yeah, Donda Academy.
Apparently has signed like a 5-star basketball recruit, multiple 4-star recruits. The school isn't even open yet, as far as I could tell.
Like, I mean, that might be different. That might be a performing arts school. I'm okay with that.
It's a high school. They need to be taught everything, not just music and art. Like,
it depends on what career you're going into.
You can't bank on making it. Yeah, you can't bank on making it to the NBA. You need a fallback plan. But somehow, this Donda Academy is signing like really talented high school basketball players. Some dude's transferring from a school to go there next year. But I'm like, they don't have any teachers yet.
You know it's going to be all over the news. You're going to get exposure. So.
Yeah, I guess.
Dr. Umar said he could survive 5 rounds, but he cannot beat Mike Tyson.
Who was he asking? He was asking for somebody to train him.
He wanted Bernard Hopkins to train him.
Because he's from Philly?
Yes. Yeah. And if Bernard Hopkins isn't available, drum roll, he wants Floyd to train him.
Floyd, right.
So,
yeah.
I didn't know about
He's going to die.
Right. You know who started this,
Well, he knows
right?
he'll die, but he thinks he can make it to the 5th round.
Boozer, do you know who started this?
No.
Freddie Gibbs.
How?
Freddie Gibbs
he was on Mike rapper? Tyson's podcast?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Freddie Gibbs was on the Hot Boxing podcast, and they were talking about their love of white women in the 80s, specifically Michelle Pfeiffer and the big hair. I don't know how the... I don't
Wait,
know.
How old is Freddie Gibbs?
I have no idea how old Freddie Gibbs
how
is.
How does this conversation even start?
He's reminiscing with Mike about women in the 80s.
Yes, specifically Michelle Pfeiffer. So then it brought Hot up boxing. That, hey, I guess it got... sort of brought up, hey, you know, Dr. Umar wouldn't like this conversation. And Mike Tyson was like, no, if he got any type of heat, I don't want to deal with him. The hate's not cool. I don't like that. And then Dr. Umar was like,
man.
Yeah, so that's how it happened. If he has hate, like, none of it's cool. He's like, I don't care. Mike Tyson's like, I don't do hate. I have to do more research on this guy, but if he has that in his heart, I don't want to talk to him.
So Mike never heard of him, basically. Is what he said.
Mike Tyson has no idea who Dr. Umar is.
And does not like him.
Based off of Freddie Gibbs' assertion that, you know...
he wouldn't like this conversation.
Right. Because apparently Dr. Umar, for those who may not have listened to him, he has very, very, very strong pro-black views. Borderline offensive. Borderline very scary. He even advocates for the euthanization of black teenagers. So the man has no sort of filter when it comes to any sort of person who he doesn't dislike. So that being said, I think it would be a gross error in judgment to fight Mike Tyson.
Right.
I would be,
it would be a death sentence.
Yeah.
I think he also tried to rationalize it by saying he's got a longer reach than Mike.
No matter.
He's younger. Yeah.
You watched Mike Tyson fight? Do you see how hard he hits?
Still, he's like 54, and he's still gonna knock you through a concrete wall.
A punch from him.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I still wouldn't take a punch from him. Like, what do you mean? Like internal bleeding. Like,
you see, that's psychological. Because he would hit you, and you would like, oh, it's because it's Mike Tyson hitting me. Then you go fall over, crying, screaming. When it's not that bad, you hurt, but you're not.
I've just watched it.
No, because you're going to be like that guy that get hits and walks out the ring. Like, enough of this. Nope. I'm good, buddy. Here's the towel. Best of luck to you in your endeavors. Peace out. But yeah, no. But shout out to, I don't know how we got on Dr. Umar.
Yeah, I don't know how we got here either. Yeah. We were talking about Twitch and
right.
The top 100.
Oh, yeah, you brought that fat demon. Yeah, I don't publicize him.
Is he on the list? Chili, is academics on the list?
Oh, I just scrolled through that list. Like I said, I brought it up for another reason.
The people that are on that list are, I think they're gamers, a couple of other people. So how you gain money on Twitch from just a very, very quick Google search for anyone that wants to monetize, a lot of donations, I guess, is like a digital tip jar. So if you like what you see, people like, oh, yeah, just give me a dollar. And I guess that adds up the more subscribers and the more views you have. So, that being said, if you have something that you want to have people watch you do, Twitch is the platform for you, I guess.
Appreciate that. The more you know.
Google. So, Chili, does that sound like something you would be open to?
Like I said, this is something that we were experimenting with in the early days of, you know, the High Life show, so... I was like, wait, if they're making this much money just doing that, yeah, we could just throw the shit on Twitch. A lot of the stuff they do on Twitch is live, though, from my understanding, whether it's a cooking show or, playing video games or whatever you're doing, because they do it all. They do it all.
I think you can put up all, like, pre-recorded videos, I'm pretty sure.
But I feel like that's like YouTube, like, you know, because YouTube isn't live.
Because what some people do is they, like, they have a 24-hour channel.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they keep it looping somehow. So like if you were to do like live content, then you just sort of will keep it looping, and that sort of keeps your fans interested because they can always turn your channel on because it's 24 hours
and just kind of watch you doing whatever you're doing.
Yeah. Like while it's playing replays, so it kind of becomes a channel in that sense.
Okay.
Like
so Twitch channel coming soon. We were supposed to play Rocket Machines.
Yeah, no, this is not happening, guys. I don't know. We're not technically savvy enough to make Twitch works across five different time zones.
So I think what we have to do is get into one place, and then when we do get in one place, then we just Twitch live from there.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. There you go. Yeah,
that's right.
Next link up. Yeah,
we'll that's go. Right. We made it to episode 60, so anything is possible. Holla at me.
Yes. Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, literally, holler at us on Twitter and Cash.
That's right.
Tell you what's up.
Show some respect.
Word.
And if you hit us up on Instagram, somebody except for me is going to respond to you.
That's right. Allegedly.
I'm not responding to none of you motherfuckers. Straight up. Thank you. Unless it's Ashley. Hi.
I guess this is the part where we go to the streaming and song recommendations, because we got most of the topics done at this point. So since I've said that, let me start it off. So for my streaming recommendation this week, I'm going to go with Explained, which is a series done by Vox on Netflix. So they do 20-minute episodes that range in topics from like student loans, plastic surgery, and like randomly chess. So they also do like deep dives on the mind, sex, money, pretty much everything. So, you know, it's just like your one-stop shop for just, you know, information. You get 20 minutes, you sit down for 20 minutes, they explain something to you, you know, you get a decent grasp on the situation and you're good to go for the rest of the day. You know what I mean? Everybody loves to stream videos on Netflix and Amazon, whoever else. But, you know, get some education while you're out there. All right. And for song of the week, I got two selections. First selection, I'll do something current. Our guy Wale featuring J. Cole, Poke It Out. Great dance record. If you're into that type of stuff, I like it. Shout out to Wale, because sometimes we disrespect him, but this time we're shouting him out. And to keep it, I think, I don't know if this guy is from DC, but he was on a DC record, and someone can correct me if I'm wrong. Brent Faye, is he a DC artist? He is. Okay. Dead Man Walking, I like that track. Check it out if you got time. Who's up next?
He's from the DMV, I think Maryland, if I'm not mistaken, but DMV.
Okay. Well, all right. Yeah, same diff. Shout out to DMV, man. We'll show them some love this week. Who's up next?
I'll go next. Streaming wise, I don't have anything new. But music wise, I played it actually. It was played today's show. Holy Ghost by ASAP Rocky featuring Joe Fox. Bam, that's it.
All right, who's up next?
I'll go. Pop Smoke tribute song, About a Million. Pop Smoke featuring 21 Savage and 42 Dub. Really good track off his second posthumous album, Faith. Also, there's another song I like. I believe it's Kehlani. I believe that's her name. Can I? Very nice song. The trait with Tory Lanez or without Tory Lanez, I don't care. Both songs, both versions, I appreciate and I like. For the grown folks in the room. Also for the classic, Versace on the Floor by Bruno Mars. Never gets old. You're welcome. You're welcome, Podland. Streaming recommendations wise, I would like to say What We Do in the Shadows. I believe that's on Hulu. It's about vampires in Staten Island. I believe they're on cocaine and drugs, and mostly their behavior is that they're on cocaine and drugs, but they're sober and they're just trying to get acclimated to Staten Island in the ways of the 21st century. But they do stupid things a lot of the time. And I'm pretty sure one of them turned a baby into a vampire, and they sentenced him to death for that, because that's obviously a really cruel thing to do, because the baby can't hunt for food. Can't talk, can't fly. So it was literally like just in a high chair the whole time. Just possibly, yeah. And they can't run away from sunlight. Just really cruel shit. The guy was a mean son of a bitch doing that. I think it's child abuse, but whatever. Oh, also, I started watching Squid Game on Netflix. I have something to say. If you are a weak person who don't like violence, do not watch this show. Because I was like, all right, yeah. This is because it's like a Korean-based sitcom and it has the English subtitles and then it's also dubbed in English. But then it's kind of like, I don't want to spoil it, but I'm pretty sure it's, if you haven't heard it by now, basically it's a childhood, they play childhood games. I haven't finished it, but basically they play childhood games and you get eliminated if you're not good at them. I'll say that. So that's my streaming recommendation for the week, as well as my Pop Smoke, as well as my love song for the lovers of the pods. So thank you.
All right. I don't have any streaming recs because all I did was finish The Expanse this week and last week. But I'm waiting for season 6. So as soon as that comes out, I'll be all over it. Song recommendation is Non-Living Thing by Sarkodie and Oxlade. O-X-L-A-D-E. That's all I got. Do we have any Classy Humans lowlives of the week?
Yes, I believe we did.
Sage, right?
Yes. Yeah, so would you mind, Chili?
I would mind.
Why? Because you don't want to have to report on someone you once looked up to, or
No, I never really looked up to her. Oh, I thought you meant for class. No, that's our low life. I thought you meant
that's
for
our low
class.
Life. Oh, I don't have a classy human.
Yeah. Okay. So classy human. Shout out to the Democrats for raising a debt ceiling to avoid the country from going into debt.
It's only for 2 months, dude. We're gonna have this conversation again real soon.
So you rather them go into default now?
I'd rather them figure this shit out.
You said it's only for 2 months. Would you rather them go into default now?
Yeah, don't shout them out now. Shout them out in December once they figure it out for a year.
I celebrate small victories. I'm very apt for depression, so I celebrate small victories.
All right, so that's your classy humans.
Yeah.
Who else you got?
That's it.
All right. Low lives of the week. Every Republican in Congress for putting us in this situation where we have to make a 2 month stopgap provision to not default on for the United States to not default on its fucking debt. Kick rocks, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And Sage Steele for saying something that I never thought she was capable of. I thought she was cool. I don't know what the hell happened here.
She's a fucking
what happened? What, she gets on a podcast and decides to let loose? Like,
Sage Steele is what happens when you don't love your children, when they let them go out into the world and they lose sight of who they are as a person.
She's an army brat, isn't she?
I don't care what she, yes, she is, but still, that makes no, there is no soul in her bones. She is just nuts. Flipping crazy. I don't get this woman. The woman basically said, I don't know why Barack Obama considers himself to be black because his black father wasn't there. I don't know if she knows how that works. So you're using racial stereotypes of an absentee father. He wasn't absent. Apparently the man's not living. I don't know. I don't know why he wasn't there. I don't care, but it doesn't matter whether he was there or not. So you mean to tell me if a black man and a white woman have a baby and the black guy disappears, that baby's not black anymore? You know how dumb that sounds? That's not even like a conspiracy. You're just stupid. You're just fucking stupid. So, and then I think she said the vaccine mandate at Disney was scary and she don't believe in it. And then she didn't want to mentor a woman because she was dressing provocatively. Because she's like, you know what you get when you dress like that. And she may have been talking about L. Duncan, that comment, but no one could prove it yet. But I believe in you, Black Twitter. You'll find out for me. But other than that, Sage Steele, you go to hell. I hope Fox News knows what to do with you. You and Jason Whitlock have all the babies in the world, you disgusting fucking pair of human beings. And Jason Whitlock, you're another asshole fuck you. You haven't said or done anything recently, but just fuck you just straight off of the, just off of the strength of just, I know you did something. I just know.
Jason Whitlock?
Yes.
I mean, he ruined the comedy special for you.
Yes. Yes. Yes, he did.
We got a quote of the week.
Quote of the week. Yes.
An eye for an eye makes everyone blind. Hammurabi's code.
All right. That was much better than I was going to say. Okay, yeah, that works. I was going to say something very, very rude. But yeah, basically, I'm Robbie's code. An eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. So shoot first.
Wear goggles.
Wear goggles.
Just to be Poindexter for a second, Hammurabi stopped at just eye for an eye.
Oh, he did. Oh, look at you. You pay attention in social studies class.
He wasn't specifying.
Hammurabi's initial code is earlier teachings.
Earlier teachings.
Yeah, someone, a pacifist came after him and was like, oh, then everyone's going to be blind. But Hammurabi was all for, yeah, you hurt me, I hurt you worse.
Yeah, Leviticus chapter 24, verses 19 to 21. It's in there, too.
I've run, I make the whole world blind.
Basically, a man who injures his countrymen shall be injured. So it is given, so it shall be returned, allegedly.
There you go.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Exactly.
Information before leaving Earth.
Yes, yes. Oh, is that a book?
The Bible.
Oh, the Bible, yeah. Read the Bible, kids. Read the Bible.
Basic information before leaving Earth.
Yes. Read the Bible, kids. Read
The world's oldest psychology book.
Older than the... No, older. Oh, yeah. Oh, we could talk about the Bible. Do you know the word Lucifer? That's not what they were trying to say. It was some guy trying to get after some saint who was... It was this whole thing. I'll send you guys a video. But... Apparently, the devil's name was supposed to be Lightbringer, but they changed it to Lucifer because there's another priest around that time who was talking shit about the guy who was transcribing the Bible.
I thought Lucifer means Lightbringer.
No, it doesn't. It's like a loosely translated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It does. That's what it means, like light or whatever, but it was like son of the light and Lightbringer. Then it was like a priest, and I was like, interesting. Interesting.
So where did the fire come from? The light?
Yeah.
Did you two watch that? Like, about the Bible and some of the books they took out and stuff?
Oh, the lost books?
No.
What was the woman's name that was before Eve?
No.
Sarah?
No, there was one.
That was the first one.
No, there was one before her.
No, there wasn't.
These are actual books that they took out. You can say no if you want.
Okay. I don't know anything about it.
Lilith.
Lilith? Oh, the witch?
And then Lilith wasn't being the way she was supposed to, so then they kicked her out and they made
The witch. Yeah. Okay, I forgot her name. They forget about
wasn't
that.
The way she wasn't being the way she was supposed to. They kept her in. I don't get it.
No, she was.
I mean, it was like we can't keep making new people. Let's just go with what we got.
Oh, she's not as bad as the last one. Let's keep her.
She's the first wife of Adam.
Yeah.
And she's a supposed primordial she demon.
Oh, you watch? Did Lucifer. You watch Lucifer, right? Isn't Lilith in that one?
No, Eve is.
Oh, Eve is in that one. Yeah, maybe not Lilith. I need to Google that because I feel like she might have been in that one. But yeah.
Oh yeah, I gotta start watching. These are all. That's probably.
These are all things that you learn when you watch Discovery Channel.
Yeah, very true. Shark Week.
There you go.
I never understood why people were so into Shark Week.
Violence.
Or why white people like Shark Week.
I watch it.
Is that what it is?
Straight violence.
I like it. Yeah.
You learn a little bit too.
A hawk attacked a man in Seattle at the football game tonight, but he's okay.
Did he win? How did you see that coming?
It came from behind.
You don't see that shit coming.
What? That's somebody bird.
That's the mascot of the Seahawks, and it does a like swoop around the stadium.
Oh, the actual fucking mascot attacks somebody?
No, the mascot is an animal. Is a
yes, that's what I mean.
Yes, yes.
What the fuck?
It landed on someone, and yeah. They lived. It was just the sharp. It was probably just more so inconvenient than anything else.
Talons.
Blood everywhere?
No, it's fine. It's like, oh, you're in a football game. Oh, there's feathers and talons. Oh, my God, what is this? And the guy's probably drunk. That's probably why he's in panic.
Sure, the video surface song.
Yeah. Dear God. But yeah, but the Seahawks lost. The Rams won.
Oh. Okay, Stafford.
Yeah, he broke his finger. He said he looked at it. Oh, it was pointing to the left a little bit, so I put it back in.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah. That's what you do when you hopped up and tore it all.
That's a general.
I guess so, yeah.
Because I would just pass out if I saw that.
Your finger to the side?
Yeah.
I'd pass out if my leg was pointed the other way. I'm like, oh, no. This is it. Brain shutdown. That's it. Goodbye. Wake up in hospital. I don't know why these people be like, oh, I'm okay. Thumbs up. No, fucker. Your leg is pointing up and you're on your back. That's not good.
I got a pair of tough. That's, you know, that persona.
I'd be screwed. And these people always, and they just be on the field like, damn. Yeah, no, I'd be screaming obscenity. They would have to go to commercial.
Yep.
Have to go to commercial. Screaming for anybody, please. all the gods. Allah, Buddha, Jesus, Lilith, everybody. Big baby. Harvey the dragon. Puff, save me. Screaming out all types of shit. Oh man, no, whenever that happens, I'm like, ugh. I don't understand. Like, none of them pass out. None of them pass out.
Yeah, they usually don't.
I'd be limp.
Adrenaline.
Adrenaline in my ass. I'm like, oh shit. That's what I would do. That's definitely what I would do.
I was on the surgery that makes shorter people tall.
Oh, I'm offended by that surgery. Thank you.
I forget what the technical term. I googled it and it's real, and like it was making people go from like 5'3" to 5'9".
Yes. Would you guys ever do the height the heightening surgery?
I'm fine with my height.
Yeah, heightening surgery. Yeah.
Chase, you are absolutely correct that Lilith has been on Lucifer.
That's what you were doing.
Intense.
She's
mom. I watched the whole. Oh, so she was in there. Yeah, I thought so.
Spoiler. Yeah. You have no respect for those people who want to see the show.
You're not going to remember this when you get there.
Yeah, you're not. Lilith is like.
Don't even. Yeah, you're not.
It's terrible.
No, because who. Who was dating Mazikeen? It was Lilith, you said?
Okay. Oh, that's a spoiler.
Yeah, that is, yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen the show. Probably won't watch it. Maybe I will. I don't know.
You have to.
Do you guys like remember Jesus? Do you guys remember
watch
the musical?
Black Jesus.
Yes. It was an Adult Swim show, I think. Black Jesus.
Oh, I've seen like previews. Go ahead.
Isn't that The Rock? Isn't that The Rock?
No, that's...
What's he? He's in a show with the common first name, or a movie.
Oh.
The Rock is gonna be in something with. Never mind. Whatever.
With Black Adam.
But yeah, that's it.
They call Black Adam, cool. Black Jesus.
Hey, one of them came first.
The correlation is there. The correlation is there. Yes.
So I see.
Did we close out the show yet?
The way we know,
we have not.
We have okay. All right, do a base.
I don't know. I was gonna keep asking about height lengthening surgery, but
oh no, you can ask about. I'm against it. I don't know if anyone else feels.
Don't cut my femur to make me taller. Life is short. Pun intended.
There you go. I also wondered if some basketball players had it.
You would consider this? Inches.
I mean, that would put me in the NBA. Yeah. Like, height-wise, maybe not skill-wise at this point, but... Okay.
All right. So this is the end of today's episode 60. Pleasure to make this milestone with you guys. Send us home.
Be great, be powerful, be blessed. Peace.
Peace.
Bye.